an interesting insight that I noticed, and I seem to remember that I heard it from someone, but I can't remember who. If you look at the two places in Chumash where Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to extract water from a rock. So we spoke about it the other day. Obviously, everything seemed to go pretty smoothly early on in Parshas B'Shalach, and something went wrong here in our Parsha. Not exactly clear what it is. The Rishonim have a major discussion, a major machlokus about it. Again, the Arachayim HaKadosh in this week's Parsha gives 11 different interpretations to explain what exactly the mistake may have been of Moshe Rabbeinu. But be it as it may, when you contrast, when you compare the two psukim in Parshas B'Shalach and in Parshas Chukas, you'll notice something very different in the instruction that Moshe Rabbeinu was given. In Parshas B'Shalach, he's told, V'hikisa batzur v'yatsu mimenu mayim. You should hit the rock. After you hit the rock, water will come flowing out of the rock. In Parshas Chukas, when Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to take water out of the rock, he's told, V'dibartem el hasela. Instead of v'hikisa batzur, instead of hitting, he's told you should speak to the rock, le'enehem, everyone should see, and then v'nasan meimav, then the water will come forth from this rock. So, interesting, you'll say, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu had some kind of very important reason why he said, hit it here and speak to it there, but I once saw that perhaps the understanding is to be applied to chinuch in our generation. We know the Gemara says that Torah nimshal al mayim. We know that there's some kind of intrinsic connection between Torah and mayim. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis that just like mayim holchem mimakom gavah lemakom namoch, just like water always flows to the lowest point, so too a person who's involved, who's engaged in Torah, has to understand that they're supposed to be, in a certain sense, they're supposed to be namoch, they're supposed to be humbled by the experience of learning Torah, of mastering Torah, of being involved in the Torah itself. But perhaps when we transmit the values of Torah, we have to realize there are some generations where it's good enough to say v'hikisa batzur, where you're just going to tell them, this is how it is, you don't have to explain. When the child asks, why should I do this? You say, because I said so. And that's good enough, and that works. And there are other generations where that's simply not going to work. There are other generations where you need vidibartem el hasela, where the tone, where the expression, where the way of communicating that message has to be transmitted in a much softer, in a much more subdued, in a much more gentle and moderate manner than maybe previous generations had. And here, you find that contrast. Klal Yisrael had just come out of Mitzrayim in Parshas B'Shalach. They were used to being treated as avadim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's the way you're treated as avadim, you're used to being told, this is what you do without explanation. That's what an eved, that's the definition of a life of an eved. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Parshas B'Shalach, V'yikisa batzur, you hit the rock, that's what it is. Nothing needs to be done in a softer tone. Now, 40 years later, when they developed and turned into an am, and they had a sense of understanding, and they've been living for 40 years as a free people, only then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sometimes you have to change a little bit the mode of how you're going to communicate, of how you're going to give over that message, of what you're going to dispatch to them, and how you will impart it. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I remember very fondly, Rabbi Pelkowitz, Zichrono Livracha, told me a number of years ago, a beautiful shot from the Darshanim in Europe. He didn't identify who they were, but he said this was a vart they used to say in Europe. So he said, the Gemara says in Menachos, Kol HaKelim Sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu, all of the various kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu had created, ksherim lo, uksherim ledoros. They were able to be used by Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, and if in subsequent generations they would find, they would discover those kalim, we'd be able to use them as well. So for example, if we were to find the Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu had constructed so many thousands of years ago, and we would have a Beis HaMikdash, we'd be able to use it. The Mizbeach and the Shulchan and the Menorah, everything else, we'd be allowed to use because nothing has changed. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu served HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way we're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our generation, and we'd be able to use it. With one notable exception. The Gemara says there's only one Keli. Moshe Rabbeinu made it. Moshe Rabbeinu fashioned it. If we were to find it, if we were to discover it, we would not be allowed to use it. And what is that? The Gemara says the Chatzotzros. What's so unique about the Chatzotzros? Why the Chatzotzros in particular? If we would find Moshe Rabbeinu's Chatzotzros, we wouldn't be able to use it. Why not? So he said the pshat is, the same Yiddishkeit that Moshe Rabbeinu practiced is the one that we practice today. The same way he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Mizbeach, with a Shulchan and a Menorah and everything else. Well, of course we'd be able to do the same. We are following Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. What's unique, what's special about the Chatzotzros? That was the way of the leader's communication with the Tzibur. That was the way of Moshe Rabbeinu communicating with the people. And that needs to change in every generation. The mode of communication, the method of how we give over messages cannot be the same from one generation to the next. We always need to understand who we're talking to. We need to speak the language. We need to have the way of dialogue and style and fashion it in a way that's going to be acceptable to an approach of that generation. Again, we don't change what the bottom line of the message is going to be. We follow the same Torah that we always have. But perhaps the mode of communication is something that always needs to be reevaluated in every generation. And maybe that's something that we can think about as we read this Parsha, the difference between V'hikisa Batsur, some generations that works, and other generations maybe need V'dibartem El Hasela. They need to be explained and spoken to in a little bit of a softer tone. They need to be treated a little bit more gently. And that's the greatest and most effective way of being a good communicator with the generation that one happens to live in. Okay.